7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I are going to talk to Catherine Bell, an actress that has appeared on this program a number of times. And more to her credit, she has been on television in a lot of action dramas. She was the person of Mac McKenzie on JAG, in case you are trying to put Catherine Bell, I don't know her. She's also in Army Wives, and Maria's going to join us as well, so that'll be good. All right, before we get to Catherine Bell, however, we want to have a little laughter. There's nothing like a good laugh. It'll heal a lot of hurts. So I have a little laughter right after this on Good Day.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
All right, so Maria and Roberta and Jennifer and Doug are here. Mm-hmm. And the FBI had an opening. They were looking for an assassin. After all the background checks, interviews, testing was done, there were three finalists, two men and a woman. For the final test, the FBI agents took one of the men to a large metal door, handed him a gun. The agent said, "We must know that you will follow instructions no matter what. Inside the room is your wife. She's sitting there. Kill her." The man said, "You can't be serious. I could never shoot my wife." Agent said, "You're not the right man for the job. Take your wife and go home." Second man was given the same instructions. He took the gun, went into the room. All was quiet for about 5 minutes. The man came out with tears in his eyes and he said, "I tried, but I can't kill my wife." Agent said, "You don't have what it takes. Get out of here." And it was the woman's turn. She was given the same instructions. "Kill your husband." She took the gun, went into the room. Shots were heard. One after another after another. Then they heard screaming and crashing and banging on the walls. And then a few minutes later, all was quiet. The door opened, and there stood the woman wiping the sweat from her brow. She said, "The gun was loaded with blanks. I had to beat him to death with a chair." The moral of the story...
Nice.
Women are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with them! All right, so we will, we're not going to mess with Catherine Bell. We'll get her on here in just a moment on Good Day.
Nice.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is Catherine Bell the same person as she plays in the various characters? Like, she was pretty headstrong in JAG. She's now in Army Wives, been on the air for five seasons. So I don't know that I asked you this when you were here before. By the way, you can say hi to Jennifer and Roberta and Maria and Richie, all of us gathering together to speak with you, Catherine Bell.
Oh, how nice. Hello.
Isn't that sweet?
Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. How close are you in real life? I remember you telling us stories about you and your husband on the couch last time you were here. What average, ordinary folks
wow.
you are. Don't you remember that conversation?
You mean watching TV on the couch, of course.
Yeah, well.
I was say, which conversation was that?
That was our private conversation.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, how close, you know, you actresses, you sound like and you seem like you fit into these roles pretty well, into a groove. But how much of you do you think you put into these various characters that you play?
Well, you know, I think all the characters I've played are very different. So, but what's interesting is there's a little bit of me in each of them. I guess it's probably the best way to describe it. You know, I have the tough side, the strong side, the action hero side. You know, I like to ride my motorcycles and whatever, shoot guns and go wakeboarding and fun stuff like that. So I've got that side. And then, you know, we all have different sides. So I just bring a little bit of me to each character. I'm probably closest to Cassie Nightingale, the Good Witch. Probably the closest to my personality, kind of lighter and sillier and fun. You know?
The Good Witch is the character you play in this Hallmark special that's on this Saturday, right, on the Hallmark TV channel? Yeah.
Hallmark channel, yes.
Yeah, so when you say closest, let's talk about her and why you feel close to her.
Well, you know, I always play these sort of strong and serious women. And I got the offer, 4 years ago now. This is our fourth Good Witch movie. It was just a straight offer. The producer had never met me, and she wanted me to play the role. And I thought, wow, I wonder how she knows that I can even do this role. And I guess she heard from a casting director that I'm actually like this in person, you know, just kind of, I don't know, light and I don't know if it's silly or whimsical or just kind of, you know, playful. So that's probably the closest to my character. But I spent years playing very serious, like you said, headstrong, you know, marine, lawyer, you know.
Somebody,
beating up bad guys.
People who are the promoters and producers of things, as you can imagine, send us things. I got a book across my desk the other day called Chicks with Guns.
And Chicks with Guns.
I was very intrigued, actually, by it, and I said to the producer...
Yeah.
Let's have this woman on. I want to talk about what it is that now seems to attract more women all the time. More and more women are taking guns and using them for hobbies and that sort of thing. So you said that's something that you do. What do you do?
Well, you know, I usually end up doing it for movies, but because I did it in so many movies, I go to the range once in a while, you know, just to keep up on it. And I've done it with the Marine Corps and just to go out with my buddies in the CIA. guns, some of their toys here in South Carolina.
See, yeah. I'm thinking... that none of the, neither Jennifer nor Roberta nor Marie has ever shot a gun. Am I right?
I would say Jennifer may.
Oh, no, I have.
Really?
Yes, I have. You're kidding me, Doug.
Well, no, I'm just curious as to whether you've ever used a gun. All right, so you have? Huh? It's surprising.
I have not, by the way, to answer your question. Although I do want one, and I do want to learn how to use it the right way. So I want to. I have that desire, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing about Catherine. She has played all these people that do... I don't know. There's something about it. And I'm not sure. It sort of maybe reminds me of what I think of a chick driving a Corvette. Does that sound sexist?
What? I just had a Corvette.
Did you?
Sold my 69 Stingray.
Ah,
awesome.
Why did you sell it? That's a, my goodness, that's terrible.
Show? You sound like Doug's kind of girl.
Yeah.
Well,
right, exactly. So you have a, by the way, don't you have a new baby? And I see that somewhere.
I do. That's basically why I sold it. Carsey doesn't quite fit in the vet.
Well, you could have it for fun. Keep it around.
True.
For fun.
True.
Don't tell me you drive some square SUV or van or something around.
I just bought an SUV, but it's a Porsche. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
the 400 horsepower V8. So we're cool. It's good.
You're pretty wild, aren't you? I'm looking at your website here, CatherineBell.com. One day you want to learn how to fly helicopters. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always wanted to. We'll see if I ever have time. But helicopters or planes or both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's your husband doesn't mind any of this stuff. Is he into it as well?
He is. Yeah. We're both pretty.
All right, so I have an issue with you, and I need to talk to you about this issue. I've been waiting to talk to you since the last time you were on.
Okay.
You have got to stop doing all of these Hallmark movies. My wife is driving me crazy.
Why? That
channel is on all day long, and she's watching all these movies. She walks out of the room, and we were talking about it yesterday, you know, how husbands walk out and their wives walk in and says, remember that time you left me for that other woman? And you're like,
no, the Hallmark movies are the best because they get you in the spirit. This Hallmark is really good at doing Halloween stuff. They're good at doing Christmas.
But
I mean, they
like,
it'll
like,
make you cry.
She's addicted to that stuff.
What?
She's addicted to it.
You're killing me.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, it's good stuff. She loves it. She watches it all the time. So
all right, so what's in this? For 60 seconds, let's go through. This is the fourth installment of the Good Witch movie on the Hallmark Channel. What is different about it? I mean, where is the story going?
Well, this one's called The Good Witch's Family. So she's now married and recently married, and she's got the two stepkids that have been, you know, throughout all four movies. And she's got a relative that shows up, a cousin that she didn't know she had, and she might not be such a nice witch, if we are witches, of course. That's never quite clearly defined, but she's not so nice, and Cassie has to use her charms to figure out how to change her life, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Little ways.
Are these things like shooting a regular one-hour drama that is on weekly? Like, can you do it in the same time you shoot an episode of Army Wives or JAG?
No. It's a two-hour movie, so it's they're pretty fast for a TV movie. It's about 15 days. So
15 days.
5 days.
And do you, as a matter of course, do you learn your lines for the whole day, or do you just take one scene at a time, learn your lines, invect yourself, and then during the setup and change and everything, you go back and learn whatever lines you need for the next shoot?
Yeah, kind of more like that. You review them a little bit the day before. I do, thank God, learn lines really fast. So I kind of look at it the day before, make sure there's no gigantic speeches, and then kind of just run them a bit before each scene and learn them quick that way.
Yeah, and if you don't really learn them, you go through. How many takes do you usually do on each scene, do you think?
Anywhere from 1 to 10, I guess, depending on what's, you know. Usually it's more like a technical thing, a camera, getting the focus right. By the time we start shooting, I have my lines down. I may need to say them a few times in rehearsal, run them in makeup chair with the other actor.
Yeah, just to kind of get comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to know the sort of inside, the behind-the-scenes stuff. All right, so The Good Witch's Family is going to premiere on Saturday at 9 o'clock Central. Let's see, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on the Hallmark Channel. And it stars Catherine Bell. Catherine, nice to have a chat with you again.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Catherine.
Take care with the new baby boy. It's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin. vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, you know, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Birthday celebration daily event here on the Good Day program.
Oh my God,
Wednesday,
what is this?
The 26th. These are the Sandpipers, Richie.
Really?
Yep. Well-known pop group from the 60s and 70s. They had a number of hits, including this one, Come Saturday Morning. This is Michael Piano's birthday. And they had another song called Guantanamera. That was a big hit for them.
Guantanamo Bay?
No, Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
Remake was just short in the Gitmo.
Michael Piano, born in the state, 1944. Don't you think a guy with a name like that has to become a musician?
Yeah. How appropriate.
It's like, I remember as a kid, I paid attention to basketball because there was a player named Hot Rod Huntley, whose birthday is today. He was born in the state, 1934. He was just moved like you wouldn't believe. I was very inspired by him. The actor Bob Hoskins' birthday is today from the Cotton Club.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Mona Lisa, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, he's played the dirty detective type of guy.
Yeah, he's played a lot of interesting roles. English guy. Let's see here. Keith Hopwood, a guitarist for Hyman's Hoymets. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. I'm Henry VIII, I am. And a string of seven or eight other songs. He's 65 today, born in the state, 1946. Same day as Pat Sajak, who's the host of the Wheel of Fortune and has been for 26 years.
He's old. He looks young, but how old is he?
He's 65 today.
I met him this summer at our
very pleasant
Veterans Parade. He looks great.
He is as he seems to be.
Great guy. Yeah. Very funny.
Very friendly.
He runs a bunch of radio stations here on the Eastern Shore, in Annapolis and down south.
He lives there.
Yes.
And it takes them, everybody asks, well, how long, what kind of a job is this? I don't think he does anything else. And they film all of the episodes. They do all the episodes in 31 days. They usually
Where
do three to four of these a day. And they knock them out. All right, so let's see. Who else? Hillary Clinton's birthday is today. She is she's 64, as is Jacqueline Smith, who was Kelly on Charlie's Angels.
She was my favorite angel.
She was in The Bourne Identity, played Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, remember? Has done a lot of commercials for Breck shampoos and beauty products, that sort of thing.
Kmart, she's got her own clothing.
Her own line there, happy birthday to her. Let's see here, who do we... we have next up Keith Strickland, who is the guitarist for the B-52s.
An old summer song, man.
Rock Lobster. Lobster, Quiche Lorraine, 606-0842.
Good stuff.
Yep. Lauren Tews, the actress.
Tweez.
From Tweez, is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
It's T-E-W-E-S. Yeah. Somebody went to Heidelberg with that name and spelled like that, and they pronounce it Tews.
So Tweez.
Julie on the Love Boat, 58 today, born in state down in 54. Rita Wilson, who's married to Tom Hanks, actress, producer, was in The Bonfire of the Vanities, Barbarians at the Gate, Sleepless in Seattle. She plays the friend, usually. She was in Runaway Bride as Julie, or as, what do you call it, best friend. She was also in the movie last year with Alec Baldwin, It's Complicated. She was one of the buddies there as well. Actor Dylan McDermott's birthday is today, born this day, 1961, in The Practice. He's Bobby. James Pickens, Dr. Weber in Grey's Anatomy, is 57 today.
I love him. I saw him in a Subway once.
Really? Natalie Merchant from 10,000 Maniacs is having a birthday today. She's 48. I think she did something on her own, if I'm not mistaken.
She did. Natalie Merchant, yeah. Had a solo career after 10,000 Maniacs.
28 after on Good Day.
Every year, Medicare allows you to change your coverage during open enrollment. That time is now. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. You can compare and contrast all the Medicare plans available in your area at Medicare.gov. Here's some of the questions you should get answered as you check out what's available for 2012. First off, that comfortable old plan you're used to could be changing. Is it? Check to be sure you know all the new details. How much will you have to pay for premiums in 2012? Is the plan you're on now going up? What about the deductible? Would another plan be cheaper? Does your doctor still accept the coverage you have? What about the new plan you'd rather choose instead? What happens if you need a referral to a specialist? Do you have to stay in network to get your bills covered? Then there are those pesky out-of-pocket costs. Look to see if the plan you're thinking about has a yearly limit. There's a lot to consider, so on our website at aarp.org/open enrollment, you'll find a list of more questions you should get answered. If this seems overwhelming, work on this just a little every day. Take notes so you don't have to remember everything, and ask a friend or relative to help. You can also get your questions answered by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. You have until December 7th to decide which Medicare plan is best for you. You must notify Medicare by then if you're changing to another Medicare plan. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Amy Nellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Program, hanging out with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Maria Bailey. Did we get that all straightened out, Richie?
Working on it. All right. Should be back in a second.
Okay. Meanwhile, our focus today, one of the main themes, usually every day, there's a way we can help you out by successfully wrapping our minds around a couple of things. At Facebook, we've been dealing with the bad breath oral odor issue.
Let me go get this.
And Jennifer, you've been following that. What are people saying about how they deal with either their own bad breath or halitosis?
Well, so far, you know, there's a couple of different things that you can do. You've got the option of just ignoring it. You could tell them, hey, buddy, you stink. You could offer them mints. You know, there's like a lot of different ways
hey,
to handle
buddy,
it.
Hey, you buddy, stink. You stink.
Hey, buddy, you stink.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could just walk up to them and just go,
Well, yeah. Good idea.
All right, so Cindy Kratzer said that she had a friend once whose breath would knock out an elephant, and she said that she never said anything because she would have been, she goes, should I be ashamed that I never said anything? I think, yes, Cindy, you should be ashamed. You should have said something for the good of the world.
Really?
Vicky Snyder says that she offers a mint or gum if she knows someone very well. Just let them know that she'd want the same in return. So if she stunk, she'd want someone to offer her gum. Now, here's my problem. I'm a gum chewer. I chew gum a lot, and I offer people gum because I feel like it's rude just to start chewing myself and not offer it to anybody else. Do you think people think I'm telling them that they have bad breath?
Do you care?
No.
I never really thought about it before. I'll give you a personal example.
Okay.
Of the only time that I can remember this happening to me. I was in a romantic situation last spring. I had taken a lady to dinner. And on the way out of, when we got into the car and we were driving back, she gave me a mint.
Okay.
And she took one herself.
Then we got the mint at the end.
Well, it was...
So?
I have never had anybody do that. But what it was, as I understood later, was an invitation to kiss. And she's wanted to make sure.
Duh.
Am I falling off of the turnip here?
Pretty clueless there, Dougie.
What rock have you been under, Doug?
I never had a woman give me a mint or gum or anything with the expectation it was going to lead to kissing.
I always do that on a date after. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
And maybe she was worried that you had.
I don't know if it's an expectation, Doug. It might just be,
it was an expectation.
In case we do.
Not in case we do. If I offer you gum on a date, that usually means that we can kiss.
Yeah. Mm. That's what it was. And that was one of several clues. And I, even as clueless as I am, got. Oh, yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We did.
You figured it
like
out.
Like a long time? Did you make out? Did you neck?
Did it lead to something else?
No. Can't go there. Or
the
family
people
hour.
Of South America deal with bad
something that could have
gotten
on coffee,
Yeah, we don't, The people of South America in the morning, first thing, Richie, I wonder if Janet does this coming from Colombia. Many people gargle with a teaspoon of honey and cinnamon powder mixed in hot water so their breath stays fresh all day long.
No, but that's a good idea.
It is a good
idea.
That
doesn't seem... I need mint to feel fresh. You know, even cinnamon gum doesn't do it for me. I need, like, hot, fire-breathing mint.
Really? Yeah. Fire-breathing mint.
I don't like to mess around. Like, some toothpastes... Pastes, listen to me. Some toothpastes, they're not minty enough for me. I want my tongue to scorch when I'm brushing my teeth.
Really?
Yeah, I use the kind with the flavor mint crystals in it because I want that.
I need it.
I'm thinking
I want it.
That
Jack Nicholson.
What is it? Baking soda.
Yeah, baking soda is good.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Baking soda toothpaste.
Yeah, actually, baking soda is good for settling your stomach down. It's good for all kinds of things. It's an odor eater, though. You put it in your refrigerator. You know how good that is.
Yeah. Put it in your gut. It'll eat your odors, too.
Yeah, right.
But you know the one that I don't like very much, and hopefully they're not an advertiser? But, like, Sensodyne, like the toothpaste for sensitive teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I need more mint, Sensodyne.
That's nasty stuff.
What about hydrogen peroxide?
Very good.
No, I need mint.
Yeah, but hydrogen peroxide is very good for your breath, very good for your mouth, very good for your oral health. Kills all bacteria and germs that might be in your mouth.
Speaking of hydrogen peroxide, I learned something last week. Do you want to know what I learned?
Yes, Jennifer.
Takes out blood.
Yeah.
Well, no. I learned that if you use it on a wound, and because I love it, it's very rewarding because you can see it fizz up and you think it's eating all the germs.
Right.
It's not really eating the germs. That's actually it eating the skin cells. Mm-hmm. So it really isn't good to put on a gaping wound. It's better to put soap and water and Neosporin.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Take that as your tip for the day.
I was told that it was good. I've used it all. I use that and there's the stuff they use, the scrubbers in the hospital use an iodine sort of soap that I use for cleaning out wounds because I get them all the time on the farm. One of the guys working on
the roosters.
One of the guys yesterday was working on. We're rebuilding the house on the farm down in Dudley, and he was putting a blue board. And you use a one of those what do they call those knives, Richie? That are
buck knife.
Yeah, kind of. It's a razor blade in a receptacle.
Oh, yeah.
X-Acto knife.
So he put his finger in the wrong place.
Box cutter.
In box cutter.
That's an X-Acto knife.
Yeah. Put his finger in the wrong place, so he's now nursing a finger being stitched back on.
Stop it.
My grandpa hit his thumb with the chainsaw once.
Stop it!
Nasty.
Edgar chopped off one of his hands, one of his fingers skill saw.
It was funny. This just shows you the difference between people now and then, though. I'm sure Edgar was probably the same way. When my grandfather cut off half of his thumb with the chainsaw, he comes in with it in his mouth saying, "I just need a Band-Aid, Mutter. I need a Band-Aid." Because he didn't want to go to the emergency room. No. Obviously, he needed stitches, and I'm sure Edgar's the same way.
Yep.
Listening to what you people are talking about?
I know.
Going from bad breath to...
Chopping off
your limbs.
Hey, it's real life, Rich.
There was something in between that was disgusting, too.
Life isn't all roses and chocolate.
It's breakfast time.
Today's video of the day features an unusual workout, and when I saw this lady, I thought of Maria Bailey. Maria, you need to go to DougStephan.com, check out the video of the day, which features a woman who balances five balls while she's upside down. This is for, I have, as I've said before, an interest in women who are physically fit.
You've done that once or twice.
Why did I bring this up? I thought perhaps I could get away with it.
Didn't know there was a video.
I didn't know my video got uploaded.
Okay.
I'm not even going.
Check
now.
It out. Also, something to check out. We had Catherine Bell on earlier. She was talking about getting rid of her 69 Corvette. There's a new Corvette speedboat. You can check this puppy out. Could be yours for $1.7 million at DougStephan.com. The video is there. The first Corvette speedboat. You can imagine what it looks like. It could be yours if you have $1.7 million.
Oof.
It's back away.
Let's buy two.
Yeah, just for fun. Jennifer is going to help us. Well, actually, all of our ladies here are going to listen to us, listen to the other ladies, as we focus on Halloween and masks, because that's something a lot of people are working on. Matter of fact, you ought to check out our polls all this week having to do with Halloween candy and masks and outfits and what it means, yada, yada. That's at DougStephan.com. Right now, though, I want you to think about your face without the mask, your face, and how we fix your face, if you desire, with this bottle. Those of you who are watching the streaming video at DougStephan.com, I'm holding up a bottle of the Fountain of Youth. This is a serum. I don't think Marie has been here for me doing this. So here we go.
Okay.
If you're watching, this is for women and for men. All right, I put one drop on my hands. There's no grease, there's no oil, there's no water. It's a serum. And what it does is deal with the lines on your forehead and around your eyes and around your, under your nose or around your lips. It's really cool stuff. Richie's using it, and I'm using it. I don't know about any of the ladies here, but we use it because it doesn't stop you. You don't have to go wash your hands after you use it. And you can see after about 30 days how it reduces the wrinkles by 63%. It's skin hydration. It increases that. Fountain of Youth increases it by 90%. And if you're very interested, this sounds like it's pretty cool stuff. How do I get it? You go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and they will send you a free bottle. You pay a little shipping and handling, free bottle. Sign up for this deal right now. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day. You will absolutely love this anti-aging serum. It's organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and get started with the Fountain of Youth.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
La, 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 la. The Mega Million jackpot last night, $67 million, no winner. Powerball is tonight, $173 million. That should be enough to take care of all of us, right? You want some of that, Maria?
Would you share with us?
Yeah. I would, absolutely.
Yeah, you divide share?
It. Yeah, if I want $173 million, absolutely.
I will divide it equally among all of us.
I'd give a million away on the air.
I would, too.
$173 million.
Yeah. Yep,
sure,
absolutely.
Why not?
Yep. Should we give it away all at once, or should we give it away in pieces?
No, I would...
The Doug Steffen $1 million giveaway. I love that ring.
Yeah, you get more PR bang for your buck if you didn't last longer.
Yeah, but we could say, we'd give away $1 million, $1,000 at
like
a time.
Like 20 grand a piece.
So every day we give away $1,000 in cash.
You get $500,000 away once.
No.
And then you give the other $500,000
away.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
You think that's a good idea?
That would be sizable prize money, yes.
Huh.
Right. Or what we could do is just buy a house and give away a house.
Yeah, I mean, anything like build a house for somebody.
I have one for you. Yeah,
you're
better
creative.
Off giving away the money because then the perception, you know, people put their own value on what they're going to buy with it.
But we could give away cars. We could give away
Porsche,
houses.
No, I think Maria's right. Give away the cash.
Well, people
you know,
love
like
cash.
We used to give away plane tickets to anywhere you wanted to go.
Yeah.
And we did that because somebody might put more value on the fact that they haven't seen their mother in 10 years and that plane ticket enables them to get there.
Yep.
But if you give them, and that airline ticket might only cost $200, but if you, you know, gave them $500, the airline ticket in their brain might, the perception is it's worth more than $250.
Yeah. But I mean,
to get more out of it. That's the marketing side of things.
Really? So will you take care of my marketing stuff when we do this?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Maria's the marketing
person.
So
all we need to do is win the $173 million and we're all set.
Now, wait a minute. We all have to sign on to this together. If I win, I'm splitting it five ways, and we use $1 million for a listener enhancement. Richie, you have to agree.
I split it five ways.
I'm in. If we're going to make the deal right now,
five
that
ways.
Means we're going to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right. Five ways. Everybody gets one-fifth of 73.
Okay,
by the time you, if you
ticket.
Take the cash, it'll be $100 million. So each of us get $20 million. I'll take the million that we're going to give away to the people on the air out of my $20
million. Oh, that's nice. David.
Okay.
So you're going to get 19, we'll get 20, and a listener will get one.
Yes.
I like it.
Got a deal?
I'm down
with that. Okay, so, Doug.
Yes.
What if, I do a lecture sometimes on like work-life balance.
Yeah.
What if somebody gave you the same amount of money, right?
Yeah.
But it was seconds in your day. Would you give it away differently?
How do you mean? Instead of money, it's seconds?
I always use that example because we don't, as human beings, put the same value on time that we put on currency.
We do not. That's right. We ought to.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you had a million seconds in a day, which I forget what the number is, how many seconds you get it every day, and then you get it again tomorrow, and every day you have to give it away.
Can time my day buy a new pair of Christian Louboutin shoes? No, it cannot. But that money could.
So it's 3,600 seconds in a... And I'm just doing the math here. I haven't got time. I'll figure it out, and tomorrow we'll come back to this.
Yeah,
all right?
We'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll revisit it. Yeah. All right. It's 11, where are we? 10 before the hour on Good Day. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You mean first, before I do anything else, I have to do a time check?
Before you send that email.
Really?
Yes. How you have to let everybody know what?
How about if I do two things at the same time?
Try it. Let's see how it works out.
Huh? Well, okay. I can turn to my computer right now and tell you it's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Another proposal to reform the tax code, this one from Rick Perry, and the number is 20. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Taxes, among the most popular issues among the Republican presidential hopefuls. We've heard plenty about Herman Cain's 999 plan, which encompasses a 9% income tax, a 9% corporate tax, and a 9% national sales tax. Well, we now have a new proposal. Texas Governor Rick Perry is also trying to simplify things. He has one number. 20.
When you put a flat tax of 20% in place on the personal standpoint, when you put a 20% flat tax in place for corporate, that is the type of confidence that Americans are looking for.
That's right, a flat tax proposal in which everyone is taxed at a rate of 20%, which, according to Perry, could save over $480 billion a year in IRS administrative costs. Alan Viarp of the American Enterprise Institute is chiming in on this 20% flat tax. He says under this plan, the wealthy would really make out well.
They'd be paying a 20% rate on their ordinary income instead of 35%. They'd be paying zero on their dividends and capital gains instead of 20.
And to that, Governor Perry said he doesn't mind if his flat tax includes a break for the wealthy.
If folks who have money are going to be creating those jobs, then I don't have a problem in the world with that.
What is known as the job creator argument. Back to Alan Viarp, who said many people were expecting something a little different from Rick Perry.
Many of us thought this plan would be a flat consumption tax, but that's not what this turned out to be. It is instead really a flat rate income tax, which is a different way of using the word flat tax.
Perry's plan, by the way, also calls for cuts in spending, entitlement reform, and balancing the federal budget by the year, can you guess? Think of the key number here. You got it. The year 2020. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Not a great day on Wall Street. The Dow falling 207 points yesterday, closing at 11,707. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up another $1.90 a barrel, finishing at $93.17. This is the sound of a hurricane. In this case, Hurricane Rina, Category 2, on its way to some Mexican resort areas, including Cozumel and Cancun. The storm forecast to strengthen as it moves towards Mexico's coast before making landfall tomorrow morning. The holiday season will be here before you know it, and consumers will be spending a record amount of money buying electronic gifts, such as tablet computers, laptops, and TVs. The Consumer Electronics Association making that prediction in its annual Holiday Purchase Pattern Study. This study shows we plan to spend an average of $250 this holiday season on electronic gifts. That's 6% more than 2010 and the highest level since the CEA began tracking holiday spending. On the tube tonight, the World Series Game 6, Rangers and Cardinals in St. Louis. The Cards have their backs against the wall. Rangers can win their first ever World Series, leading 3-2 with a win tonight. And finally, we talk weather, as in how quickly conditions can change. Earlier this week, you could almost fry an egg on the side walks of Denver, Colorado. Yep, temperatures hit 80 in Denver this past Monday, but that was Monday. Seems like years ago, because folks in Denver are now pulling out coats, boots, with a winter storm warning in effect. That's right, it's snowing, and right now these sounds are being heard in the Mile High City. Scraping, shoveling, spinning. 6 to 10 inches of snow by tonight in Denver. Sonia Sayer lives in Denver. She says after what they had earlier this week, they're not ready for this.
We kind of got so used to the warm that even the temperature drop lately to the 60s and such has been very cold for us. So I think it's going to be a bit of a shock.
It's a shock, all right. That commute is a mess today. Up to a foot of snow before Halloween. Enjoy it, Denver. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
You can bet your